Dr. Stephen Fong. Let us turn to Hebrews chapter
9.
We are going to read from verse 11 to verse
14.
Let the brothers read first and then the sisters follow. Hebrews chapter
9. 11
to 14.
现在我们弟兄们来念一次。 1, 2, 3。 做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更前辈的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是束缚这世界，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，且一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。在不洁的人身上尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净。 何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵的献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死性，使你们侍奉那永生上帝吗？姐妹们念的是1, 2, 3。但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大可全备的帐幕，是人手所造，也不是属于这世界。 并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，且一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的死。若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰，撒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净。何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给上帝，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死性？ 使你们侍奉那永生上帝吗？我们低头祷告。主啊，我们已经打开你的话语，恳求你这个时候打开我们的心，你自身的道，你活泼的圣灵，你比基督金金可炫目，比下地的蜜甘甜的话语安定在天，直到永远，炼过其处，如同银子洁净一样。如今我们等候在你面前，用温柔的心领受主栽种的道。 用受教的儿聆听你话语，愿主你真理的圣灵引导我们进入你圣徒丰盛奥秘的里面。感谢赞美，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿门。十字架，十字架，又是我的荣耀，我总被受洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。再唱一次。 十字架，我们上个礼拜思想的，在世界上的帐幕里面，祭司们侍奉的程序。
Last week we mentioned about how the priests serve in the earthly tabernacle.
我们看见旧约的时代，就透过这样的方式来亲近敬拜上帝。
We see that in the Old Testament, this is the method they used to get close to God.
而圣经告诉我们，这些是属肉体的条例。
But the Bible says that these are physical laws.
只不过是个表样而已。
It is just external.
所以我们今天呢，进入到我们的主怎么样在肉体中间成全上帝永远的旨意。
And today we want to understand how our Lord accomplished God's eternal will in the real sense. Verse 11 started. It says, when Christ came as high priest, of the good things that are already here, it seems to be ironical right here. That Jesus is already here.
他做了将来美事的大祭司,
but to do things that are to come. What kind of high priest was he? The high priest now or in the future?
所以这句话里面很清楚地告诉我们,
so this sentence clearly tells us.
所有旧约里面所盼望的将来, 也就是现在已经来到了。
The future that the Old Testament looked forward to is here right now.
所以这节的圣经告诉我们 ，the future is now，
就是未来，现在就已经有了。
从前所提的未来。
The future that have been mentioned in the past，
所盼望的。
The things that they are hoped for，
所应许将要来的事情。
Things that have been promised，
现在已经来到了。
Right now we have it。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
所以我们应该要知道现在这个大好的机会，也就是过去的人久久等待。望眼一串的那个时机。
That is to say that which we have now are things that the people in the past have looked forward to.
The future is now.
未来现在就在这里。
我们既然在这个现在这个里面。
And since we are here now.
我们已经进入了过去所盼望的黄金的时代。
We have entered into the golden age that the people of the past look forward to.
这段圣经的第一个意思就是告诉我们，过去所盼望的将来也是现在已经成全的事情。
The first thing that the verse tells us is the thing that I hoped for in the past has been accomplished now.
如果我们不知道这件事的话，
if we do not know this,
我们还是活在过去对将来的盼望里面。
We are still living in the past, hoping for the future.
我们没有活在现在对过去的成全里面。
And we will not be living in what the present has accomplished.
虽然从盼望的角度来看，我们可能还是很丰富的。
And from the angle of hope, perhaps we are in abundance.
但是从现实的享受来说，我们可能非常贫穷。
But we will be very poor in the enjoyment of the present.
希伯来人就过在这种矛盾中间，没有救。
The Hebrews are living in such a state without realizing it.
希伯来书的作者告诉他们说
，The author of Hebrews therefore,
现在就是过去的盼望成全的时候。
Tells them that right now we are accomplishing those things that have been hoped for in the past.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
有许多人继续盼望那些已经来到的事情。
There are many people who look forward to things that have already come.
从来没有真正享受神现今已经赐给他们的恩典。
That is why they have never actually enjoyed the grace that God has already given to them.
我认识一个人，这个人很爱主。
I know a person who truly loves the Lord.
很热心。
Who is fervent for God.
所以他有一个代祷的这种负担。
And he has a burden of prayer.
他盼望遇到人困难的时候，他问他的名字，问他的状况，就回去记在他的代祷册里面。
When he visits someone and knows of the difficulties, he will record it down.
所以每一次他记下来，他就真正为那个人祷告。
And every time he writes down something, he truly will pray for that person.
他绝对不是口头的说我为你祷告，我为你祷告，不是这样的人。
He doesn't just say that he will pray for you.
于是他把一本他的代祷册给看，满满的。几十个人的名字在里面，一件一件记下来，他每天为他们祷告。
Once he showed me his prayer booklet filled with the names of people that he has been praying for.
这样他每天用两个钟头的时间读经祷告。
Every day he spent 2 hours to read the scripture and to pray.
他说耶稣就是我的爱人。
He said Jesus is like his lover.
我每天跟他亲自交通。
And every day I communicate with him.
我读他的话，我把我的心事告诉他。
I read his word and I tell him what is in my heart.
所以他看这个人病，这个人肝病，这个人肺病，一个个写下来。
And he write down all the different illness that people have.
但有一次呢，他问一个人说，那个人我为他祷告很久了，现在怎么样啊？
But once he asks a person, the person that I've been praying for, is he well now?
他想不到别人的回答，吓了他一跳。
The answer was a shocking one.
那个人说呢，这个人已经死了两年了。
The person said this person has died for 2 years.
这死了也他不知道。
And he didn't know that.
所以他还为那个已经死了两年的人祷告了700多天。
And he has been praying for 700 over days for the dead person.
那么每天在那里祷告。
And every day he did
that. 已经死了你还祷告什么呢？
He's already dead.
他不知道他死了。
But of course he did not know that.
我们看见许多事情就像这样的。
There are many things like that.
我们许多的劳碌。
There are many labors in our life.
许多的盼望。
A lot of hope.
是不需要的。
We need not
因为那已经成为过去了。
Because they are in the past.
犹太人对基督来临的盼望。
We hope for the coming of the Christ by the
Jews. 到现在还继续存在他们的盼望。
It's still continuing today.
因为他们不知道 the future is now 的这个道理。
Because they did not know that the future has already been accomplished.
这个很可怜的事。
This is something quite pathetic.
有一次一个乡下的小孩子。
There was a child that came from the villages.
他对他的叔父说
He talking to the uncle.
叔父叔父，我记得同学说呢，到大城市里面可以坐电车，有电的车，不知道什么车。
My classmate tell me that in the great city there are vehicles that run on electricity.
我也很想坐电车。
I want to go there.
所以他父叔父说，等一下什么时候你有时间到大城市来，我就带你去坐电车。
And the uncle say if there's opportunity that you come to the city, I will bring you.
所以这个孩子一直想，一直想什么时候到大城市找叔父，他带我去坐电车。
And the child keeps thinking about traveling in an electric car.
什么电车他不知道的。
And he doesn't know what kind of vehicle.
他一直盼望有一天可以坐电车。
He hopes one day he will take it.
后来有一天他放假真的到大城市去了。
And in the holiday one day he went to the city.
看到叔父的家了。
Went to the house of the uncle.
叔父也记得。
And the uncle remembered.
早就答应他坐电车。
That he has promised to bring him to a ride.
不久就把他带去坐电车。
And brought him for a ride.
但是叔父呢带他去坐电车，却没有告诉他这个叫做电车。
But he didn't tell him that this is the electric car.
所以他想象的电车是车里面一大堆电的，叫做电车。
He thought that the car is filled of electricity.
但是坐上电车的时候呢，
After he has gone to the ride,
他心里还是在想什么时候可以坐电车。
He kept wondering when he will go for the ride.
所以他一大堆人坐在那边的时候呢，
When many people are in the car,
这个小孩子就大声喊，
And the child called out,
师父不要忘记，这个完了以后带我去坐电车。
Uncle, do not forget to bring me for a ride after this.
师父发现不对了。
The uncle thought something is wrong.
已经在电车里面，不知道这个叫做电车。
Because the child is already in the ride.
身历其境，而不知此景是什么景。
And so it's as if you are right there, but you didn't know it.
所以这个师父发现不对了，就说：“哎，不要太大声，不要太大声。”
And the uncle said, "Don't shout."
因为不好意思。
Because it's embarrassing.
他以为他师父忘记带他，不好意思。
And the child thought that the uncle had forgotten.
所以他说：“请你不要忘记，你答应过我，以后到城市来带我去坐电车。”
And so said, "Do not forget, bring me for a ride in the car."
这个师父真的不好意思，有一个这么乡下佬的侄儿。
The uncle was embarrassed that the child is so ignorant.
所以弯下腰来对他说：“这个就是电车。”
And so whispered to his ear that this is the ride.
这个轮到这个孩子不好意思的。
And the child was embarrassed.
大家都知道，原来他不知道什么叫做电车。
Because everyone knew that he doesn't know about it.
这个就是电车。
And this is the electric bus.
从前所盼望的。
That which he had hoped for is right here.
你还在等吗？
And what are you waiting for?
你还呱呱叫吗？
Are you still screaming for it?
请师父不要忘记他的应许吗？
Are you asking your uncle not to forget his promises?
我相信你明白我的意思的。
I'm sure you understand.
以色列人所盼望的已经来。
That which the Israelites look for is already here.
但他不知道已经来的就是他们所盼望的。
But they didn't know that that is the case.
为什么有这样的事情呢？
Why was this?
因为他们有个选择性的概念。
Because they had a concept of choice.
当基督来的时候，
When Christ will come,
一定是军事性的。
Surely it's military.
一定是复仇性的。
Surely it's for vengeance.
一定是征战性的。
Surely it's for battle.
一定是打败仇敌的。
Surely he will defeat
them. 一定是重建王朝的。
Surely he will rebuild the
empire. 坐在宝座上，
And sit on the throne.
他是骑马的将军。
He is a general on the horse.
打退敌军的将领。
And will defeat all the enemies.
谁知道当耶稣到世界上来的时候，
But when Jesus came,
完全不符合他们心中所想的。
It completely different from what they had thought.
完全不符合他们对圣经的片面了解。
It didn't fulfill their understanding of the scripture.
对圣经几次出现这样的话语。
And the Bible says in many places,
基督必须受害。
That the Christ must suffer.
基督必须受害。
That the Christ must be persecuted.
基督必须受害。
The Christ must suffer.
要交给人。
And then be given to
man,
be crucified,
死了又从死里面三天以后再复活,
and be resurrected after 3 days.
这些话，基督必须受害的重要性在哪里？
What are the importance of these words of Christ's suffering?
就是把整个希伯来文化中间错误的基督论完全改头换面的把它更改过来。
He wants to transform the wrong concept in the Hebrews about Christology.
他们的观念中间，基督不是受害者。
In their concept, Christ would not be a victim.
基督是践踏仇敌的军队的。
Surely he is a general that will step upon his enemies.
所以虽然已经来了，他们还没有享受他。
And so even though he was there, they cannot enjoy his presence.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，
The author of Hebrews says,
但现在， 基督已经来到了。
But Christ has came already as high priest.
他做了将来美事的大祭司。
High priest of the good things that are already here.
我在这里顺便跟你谈一下希伯来文学里面一个很重要的事情。
Let me mention to you a very important thing in the Hebrew culture.
当神透过先知说预言的时候，
When God spoke through the prophets,
所以预言都是讲的将来的事情。
All the prophecy is about the future.
但预言所用的名词都是过去式的名词。
But it uses past tense.
我可能你不知道这个事情。
Although you may not know this.
将来的事情，
Things that are in the future,
用过去式的词句来描写。
Are mentioned as if it using terms
of the past. 什么意思呢？ 因为神要告诉人，他所讲的话，他所预言的，他所应许的话，就像已经过去的事情那样，肯定的。 暂歇暂停的是已经成就。
Because God wants to tell people that all the prophecy are like things in the past already there, guaranteed.
这个是一个很特别的一种文学的描写法。
This is a very special description in the culture.
这一段圣经的第一点给我看见 ，the future is now.
So the first verse tells us exactly this. The future is now.
所谓将要发生的事情
things
已经来到了。
Already here.
但如今基督已经来到了。
Christ already came.
成为所谓将来的美事的那个大祭司在他的身上。
To be the high priest of good things that are so called to come.
第二样，这一段要描写的是什么呢？
The second thing that the verse tells us.
就是 here is there.
就是这里就是那里。
这个 future is now. 的第二点 the here is there.
就是第二点就是这里就是那里。
耶稣在这里成全的就是那在天上所预定永远的美意。
That which Christ has accomplished here is the eternal will there.
耶稣在这里所成全的就是永恒中间神的计划。
Everything that is accomplished on earth is in the will of God in eternity.
耶稣基督已经来到了。
He is already here.
成为将来美事的大祭司。
To become the high priest of the good things to come.
进入了不是人手所造的更美的更完备的那个帐幕。
And he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made.
你还记得上个礼拜我们所讲的吗？
Do you remember what we said last week?
从祭坛
from the altar
到细座盆
to the table.
经过第一层的幔子就进到圣所里面。
You have to pass through the first curtain into the holy place.
圣所里面有金灯台，有橙色饼的桌子。
With a golden lampstand and the table of the consecrated bread.
圣所里面有金的金的这个香坛。
And a golden altar for incense.
当这个大祭司进到至圣所里面的时候
，But when the high priest entered into the most holy place,
还要把香炉带进去。
He has to bring the altar in there.
至圣所里面有又贵的存在。
In the most holy place is the ark.
这样他从第一层进到第二层的时候
，From a first layer to the second one,
一定要有血弹在这个幔幔的上面七次。
He will sprinkle 7 times the blood on the curtain.
他进到至圣所里面。
And enter into the most holy place.
至圣所是什么地方？
What is the most holy place?
就是神人同在的地方。
It is the place where God is with men.
至圣所什么地方呢？
What is the most holy place?
是神人相会的地方。
It's the place where God meets with men.
至圣所什么地方呢？
What is the most holy place?
是神与人立有最具体的一个地方。
It is the practical expression of God's covenant with us.
神的约会在里边。
The ark of God is there.
你透过血含在幔子之后，你才能打开幔子进到至圣所里。
After the sprinkling of the blood, you open the curtain and you move in.
那么这是耶稣没有来以前的一个预表。
This represents the coming of Jesus Christ.
现在耶稣基督已经来了。
And Jesus is here already.
进到哪个圣所呢？
And what kind of most holy place he entered?
不是进到人手所造的会幕里。
Not the man-made tabernacle.
他那是进到更美好。更完备的天上的幔子里面去。
But to the greater and more perfect tabernacle in heaven.
这样旧约所预表的在基督里面成全。
That which is represented in the Old Testament is accomplishing Christ.
旧约所盼望的将来就是现在可以我们享受的事情。
The future that the Old Testament wanted is accomplished right now.
第二样，耶稣在这里成全的，就是那永恒的那里所已经预定的。
And Jesus accomplished what that is set up there.
So the future is now, and here is there.
所以未来是现在，而这里就是那里。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们今天在这里聚会，在这里领受真理的话语的时候，我们有时候会感觉到这里就好像在天堂一样。
When we are gathered here to receive the truth of God, sometimes we feel as if this is heaven.
在地如在天。
And we are as if in heaven.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当神的灵把一个聚会带到非常有属灵价值的地步的时候
，When the Spirit of God moves a gathering towards spirituality，
我们根本忘记我们在时空的里面。
We forget sometimes that we are trapped in time space。
根本不觉得一两个钟头就这样过去。
We cannot feel the passage of a few hours。
有时候我们甚至最好不必散会。
Sometimes we think better we better not go home.
一直听下去，听到13章都听完了。
Let us just go on to chapter 13.
前两个礼拜，香港有一个人写一封信给我。
Two weeks ago, I received a letter from Hong Kong.
我听了又好笑又很感动。
I move and also find it humorous.
为什么感到好笑呢？
Why was it funny?
因为他呢刚刚听到第六章。
He just finished chapter 6.
他就以为好像没有机会听到一样。
He thought there will be no other opportunity.
感到很感动，为什么？
And why was I moved?
Come on, 上帝的道。 到这个地步。
Because he thirsts after the word of God.
他说唐牧师啊
，He said Reverend Thong.
当我们听完希伯来书，还要听什么呢
？After Hebrews, what will we have then?
我很怕没有道可以听了。
I'm afraid there will be nothing left.
我很怕没有机会这样领受查经。
And there's no more opportunity.
所以你告诉我以后怎么办
？So tell me what will happen next.
我也很想告诉他，你知道吗？第六章到第十章还有多久吗
？I wanted to ask him from chapter 6 to chapter 10, there's still a lot of time.
已经不感到久是一件事情了。
But he doesn't understand the passage.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当你享受那边的时候
，Because when you're enjoying there，
这边的空间不影响你了。
The time space here doesn't affect you。
这边的时间也不限制你了。
The passage of time doesn't restrict you。
我还记得我第一次到新加坡来的时候
，I remember the first time I came to Singapore。
我参加 Billy Graham 的亚洲同太平洋的福音大会。
I participated in the gospel seminar with Billy Graham。
大会完了以后，已故的约翰的牧师约恩汉牧师就替我安排许多的聚会。
After that, the late Yue Eun Han Reverend organized many meetings for me.
但是聚会以前呢，先参加四天周祖培牧师所带领的全新加坡全国青年布道大会。
But before that, I participated in an evangelistic rally by 周祖培。
他完了以后就是我讲到的。
After him, I preached.
我就要在马来西亚基督教会讲八天。
I had to preach for 8 days in the church of Malaysia.
我就回印尼去了。
And then returned to Indonesia.
所以我不知道新加坡的青年布道大会是怎么样的。
I'm not certain at that time what the youth rally was like.
全国青年布道大会。
And it was a national event.
所以我就很注意看神的工作在新加坡怎么做的。
I observed how God moved in Singapore.
太晚了就轮到我了。
Because after he speak, I would have to speak.
所以我再来很注意看看神的工作怎么样。
I observed carefully how God will move.
你知道什么事情发生
了？ You know what happened?
发现了全国青年布道会才200个人。
I discovered that there were only 200 people for a national youth rally.
那我26岁已经对两万人讲道了。
When I was 26, I preached to 20,000 already.
原来新加坡全国青年布道大会只有200个人。
But the national youth rally in Singapore has only 200.
所以我想，美国来的周祖培只有200个人，那我这个唐崇明印尼来最多20个人。
And I thought that as Stephen Tong, maybe only 20 people since I'm from Indonesia.
所以我心里去祷告，主啊，求主怜悯我。
So I pray in my heart, have mercy on me, O Lord.
更奇怪的事情是什么呢
？But the stranger thing happened.
当我的聚会刚开始的时候
，Before my meeting started,
有一个人说明天轮到你讲道了。
There is a person that said tomorrow you have to preach.
你要知道你很年轻。
You must know that you're a young person.
你又没有名气。
You're not very famous.
没有人认识你。
Nobody know you.
所以你千万不要讲太长。
So don't speak for too long.
因为新加坡人听到不会听长的道。
Because Singaporeans have very short attention span.
所以你最多呢就是25分钟就讲完了。
Maybe 25 minutes.
免得你没有完，等下大家跑掉了。
So that people will not leave halfway.
哎呀，我说糟糕了。
I say, oh dear.
我从来不会讲短道。
I've never preached short sermons.
那个时候的这个唱片有两种。
There are two sort of prayers.
一种是三分钟就唱完的。
LP 啊 ，turntable, 2 minutes.
不是 LP， 这个是 slow， 这个是 fast P， 是那个78转的。
Different generation.
那时候他还没生出来了。那你现在知道我多么老了啊、哦、那个78短三分钟就完了。
There's one that can play for 3 minutes.
所以一套弥赛亚一共有36片。
And so for Messiah you need 36 pieces.
你想想以莱亚要差不多30片。
And you have many, many pieces.
哇我从前听那个音乐长大。
I grew up listening to this music.
但是我后来呢就买了 long play 的33短的。
Then I bought a one that can play long.
30分钟32分钟才结束。
For 32 minutes.
所以我说呢我是 long playing preacher.
So it's a long play preacher.
我是长期传道人。
A preacher that can preach.
那怎么办呢
what do I do
我说主啊唐崇荣就是唐崇荣。
I say, oh Lord, Stephen Tong is Stephen Tong.
我平常讲到就是一两个钟头的。
And this is the way I preach for 2 hours.
突然叫我25分钟我没有办法。
I cannot preach for 25
minutes. 我可能读一段圣经就完了时间怎么办呢
I probably am just reading the scripture.
那个人在吓我。
And the person scared me.
你知道这里人停车是按半个钟头半个钟头还钱算。
You know that the parking system is by half an hour.
我也不知道他在讲什么。
I didn't know what you're talking
后来我祷告完了以后。
After prayer.
我说我就是我。
I said, this is what I am.
我不管讲完了人听不听。
I don't care whether they will listen to me.
我就讲七八天的聚会里面。
And in 7 to 8 days.
每天讲一个半钟头。
Every day I preach for 1.5 hours.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
越来越多越来越多越来越多多得满得不得了。
More and more people came and we had full house.
而且聚会越来越长越来越长。
And the meeting dragged on.
人不回去我也不回去。
The people didn't go back.
后来呢别的教会再来告诉我请你再延长好不好。
Other church said, can you delay.
我没有时间。
那现在 cannot stay.
尽量挤出时间来。
He said, can you squeeze?
后来我跟印尼打了电话，我就延长四天的聚会。
And I delayed for another 4 days.
就是在这个富林堂。
And in 富林堂。
到最后一天的时候呢
？Until the last day.
富林堂坐得满满的，连讲台上、地毯上都是人，我的脚连一寸都不能动。
There were so many people that were sitting right beside me.
聚会很长，为什么人还在听
？The meeting was very long, but the people were there.
他们发现这里就像那里了。
Because they discover right here is as if they're there.
神的灵一做工的时候呢
？When the spirit of God moves,
你的手表不会妨碍你的。
Your watch will not disturb you.
时间不会困扰你的。
Time will not trouble you.
你已经超脱了时空的限制。
Because you transcend time space.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这就叫做突破。
This is breakthrough.
这就叫做信仰。
This is faith.
我们对基督的信仰就是如此。
This is the way we have faith in Christ.
你基督所成全的不是世上的事，是天上的事。
Christ did not accomplish things of the earth, but things of heaven.
基督所完成或者人间的计划是神永恒的计划。
That which Christ have accomplished are not plans of men, but eternal plan of God.
所以当我们对基督的认识要透过这有形的限制突破基督的无形的永恒的时候，我们的信仰才是真的。
When we are able to have a breakthrough through what we can see into the invisible faith of God, our faith will be real.
所以这段圣经告诉我们
，This passage tells us，
基督已经进到更美、更完备天上的帐幕那里去。
Christ has entered into the greater and more perfect tabernacle of heaven.
他在哪里进去的
？From where did he enter？
他在地上进去。
He entered from the earth.
The future is now.
所以未来现是现在。
What had been accomplished here is from。
现在所成就的是从上面而来，
永远的旨意
，the eternal will
在地上成就
，is accomplished
我们在地上遵行神的旨意
，we fulfill God's will here，
为了预备永远的将来
，to prepare for the eternity。
基督的成全救恩是这样
，the way God accomplishes salvation，
我们对基督的信心也是这样
，this is the way we have faith in Christ。
这是第二点
，this is the second point。
所以这里说他不是进到人手所造的帐幕里面。
The verse says he did not enter into man-made tabernacle.
或者不是在受造的世界里面呈现这个事情。
Or he did not accomplish it in the created world.
虽然他在受造界里面道成肉身为我们死。
Although he is God incarnate and died for us on earth.
所以他在这里所呈现的，原是在哪里里面神永恒旨意所定的。
What he has accomplished right here is set by God right up there.
这是第二样。
This is the second point.
第三样，这一段要告诉我们什么呢？
The third thing the passage will tell us.
Once is forever.
就是一次是永远的。
所以这样的 the future is now, here is there, and once is forever. 这是第三点。
The third point is once is forever.
一次的成全是为了永远的果效。
The first accomplishment has eternity in its effect.
为什么为了永远的果效呢
？Why do we say it's eternal in nature？
因为基督是在永恒的旨意里面被定下来。
Because Christ is set in the eternal will of God.
所以他有永恒的能力。
And he has power of eternity.
有永恒的果效。
He has effect of eternity.
只一次受苦。
He only suffered once.
永远成就救恩。
And he accomplished salvation forever.
一次进入圣所。
He entered the tabernacle once.
永远成就赎罪的事情。
And forever he accomplished the work of salvation.
这个一次跟永恒之间的关系。
The relationship between this once and eternity.
这一章开始展现出来一个很美的这个圣经的真理。
Is extended in the truth of God from this chapter.
我们靠着他一次进到上帝面前。
Because of him, for once we entered into God.
我们永远得以完全。
For eternity we are perfected.
基督一次为我们死。
Christ died once for us.
永远把新的生命赐给。
Forever he gave us new life.
一次跟永恒的关系是这里第三点要提的事情。
This is the third thing that we learn here.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
The future is now.
未来是现在。
The here is from there.
这里是从那里来。
Once accomplished is forever and evermore.
一次成就永远的果效。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以基督是一次受苦。
Christ suffered once.
永远的荣耀。
And is eternally glorified. He died once.
永远的复活。
And live forever.
昨天晚上我在印尼最重要的印度尼西亚大学最大的礼堂讲道。
Yesterday evening, I preached in the greatest hall in the most important university in Indonesia.
他们对我说，盼望有1200个人来。
They hope that there will be 1,200 coming.
结果两三千个大学生等我们来讲。
But 2,000 to 3,000 university students waited for us.
因为他们先昨天纪念耶稣复活节。
They took yesterday to remember the resurrection.
我第一句话所讲的是什么呢？
The first thing I said.
天下有许多的人纪念人的生日。
There are many people who believe, remember birthdays.
还有许多人纪念别人的死。
Or many people remember death anniversaries.
全世界没有一个人纪念别人从死里复活的日子。
But not a single person will remember resurrected day.
除非耶稣基督以外。
Unless it's Jesus Christ.
基督教信仰跟所有的宗教信仰最大的不同的几点之一。
This is one of the many differences between Christianity and all other faiths.
如果你信的主是从死里复活的，
If the Lord you believe is resurrected,
你的信仰应当是你活着是有价值、有意义、有积极精神的。
Your faith will create a dynamic meaning and value in your life.
如果你的主是死的，
If your Lord is a dead one,
你的礼拜堂不是礼拜堂，是一个最大的坟墓。
Your church is not a church, but the greatest cemetery.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
神赐基督一次为我们受死。
God allowed Christ to die for us once.
复活是永永远远的。
And resurrected forever.
历史上没有一本书可以写出一句好像启示录第一章第十八节所讲的话。
Not a single book can write the sentence as we see in Revelation chapter 1 verse 18.
耶稣基督在那里讲什么话呢？
What did Jesus Christ say?
我曾死过。
I have died.
现在又活着。
And now I live.
且活到永永远远。
And will live forever.
在我手中里面有阴间的钥匙。
In my hands are the keys of hell.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
有谁可以讲这个话？
Who can say this?
毛泽东不可能讲这个话。
毛泽东 will not say this.
苏格拉底不可能讲这个话。
Socrates cannot say this.
释迦牟尼穆罕默德没有权柄讲这个话。
Shakyamuni and Muhammad doesn't qualify to say this.
唯一能讲这句话。
The only person who can say this.
耶稣基督。
Is Jesus Christ.
我曾死过。
I have died.
现在又活着。
And now lives.
我今天坐在你旁边，能对你讲这句话。
If a person tell you beside you.
我曾死过。
I have died before.
现在又活着。
And now
你说啊，你说什么？
You say what you say.
你再讲一次。
I say it again.
我曾死过。
He said I've died.
现在又活着。
Now I live.
你马上跑掉。
You probably run away.
这个人不知道是什么人。
You don't know who this person is.
但感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
我们的主就是如此。
This is the way our Lord is.
十几次啊。
How many times did he die? Once.
基督是一次受害。
He was persecuted once.
一次为我们死。
And died for us once.
一次受审判。
And judged.
一次上十字架。
And crucified us. Thanks be to God.
一次是个绝对的一个数目。
It's an absolute number.
不可以两次的。
And it cannot be changed.
为这个缘故，我们看见当摩西第二次击打磐石的时候，
When Moses hit the rock on the second time,
神的怒气就向他发作。
The wrath of God was upon him.
摩西啊，因为你没有在我的百姓面前尊我为圣。
Because you did not honor me in front of my people.
所以我要刑罚你。
I will punish you.
你的不能进到所应许的迦南美地。
And you will not enter the promised land.
我只许可你从尼泊山上看见，但你不能进去。
I will allow you to see the promised land but not enter.
这是摩西最痛苦、最痛苦的一件事。
Surely must be the most painful thing for Moses.
一生一世树林的大业是什么呢？
The biggest problem for him in his spiritual life.
他树林的大业是什么呢？
Or the biggest accomplishment in his spiritual life.
The greatest career of his life is to bring out all the Israelites from Egypt and will bring them into the promised land.
就是把以色列人从埃及里面拯救出来，进入应许之地。
But he didn't succeed at all.
但是他没有成功。
他只有把他们从埃及带出来。
He only brought them out.
他没有办法把他们带进迦南。
He was not able to bring them into the promised land.
他眼巴巴地看见迦南美地。
He can only see the promised land.
那就他就要死在那。
And he will die before entering. 他不能进去。He couldn't enter.
你说不是啦，因为他老了，本来不能进去。
He said that probably he's very old.
他老了一定要死，哪里会进去
？Of course he died before.
我告诉你错了。
That's not the point.
当摩西120岁的时候
，When Moses was 120,
爬到尼泊山上
，He climbed up to the mountain.
不是这飞机把他带去。
It's not from a helicopter.
不是飞机把他带去。
And not from an aeroplane.
山上也没有飞机场。
There was no landing place.
也不是电梯。
Or not escalator.
更不是 escalator.
And surely no lift.
摩西怎么上去呢？
How did he go up there?
步行上去。
He walked up.
120岁爬到山上的，有这样的人在哪里？
120 years old and he could climb all the way up.
所以他不应当死的。
So he should be fit.
身体很健康的。
And healthy.
我今天这样的60岁的人，61岁的人爬三楼，我就飘飘窜。
As a 61-year-old person, I'm retired just climbing three flights of stairs.
你叫我爬山上，我一定死在半山。
I'd probably die if you ask me to climb a mountain.
第二样，摩西从山上看这个迦南美地的时候。
When he see Canaan from the mountain,
他连一目都可以了然，何况两目？
He could see everything.
圣经说到的120岁的时候，眼睛没有分花。
The Bible says he had clear vision.
思想没有模糊。
And clear thought.
言辞还是清楚。
And was still articulate.
我相信他的诗篇90篇是他年老的时候写的，不是他80岁蒙召的时候就写的。
I think Psalm 90 was written when he was very old.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
那首诗比李白杜甫的诗还更早2000年。
And the psalm was even earlier than a lot of ancient poetry in China.
比这个的伊利亚从奥迪塞还更早1000多年。
It was about 1000 years earlier than Eliot's Odyssey.
比 John Milton 的 Paradise Lost 更早3400年。
3000 earlier than John Newton's Paradise Lost.
这个是人类关于人生的诗最伟大最早的一个诗篇。
This is one of the greatest poetry about humankind.
这首诗比印度的奥义经Upanishad还更早1000多年。
It's 1000 years earlier than the Indian Upanishad.
太伟大了。It
is a great poem.
摩西120岁的时候。
When he was 120,
眼目没有分化,
Moses had clear vision.
一点不像印尼的瓦西德,
not like Gustos in Indonesia.
他远远看见迦南美地,
he could see the promised land.
那么这样可以爬到山上, 可以看到这么远的地方的人, 怎么可以死掉呢?
How can a person like that die physically then?
是神叫他的时间到了, 把他带去。
It was God taking him away.
为什么他不能进去呢?
Why couldn't he enter the promised
land? 靠经验侍奉上。
He served God through his experience.
忽略了神启示中间一个总原则,
and ignored the revelation and general principle of God.
第一次他击打石头的时候,
when he hit the rock,
活水流出来,
water came forth.
得了一个经验,凡事要活水流出来,就打打石头就死了。
And his experience is that I just hit the rock for water.
第二次击打石头的时候,
when the second time he hit the rock,
就违背了原则了。
And it violated the principle of God.
原则呢,
what principle is
it? 基督只一次受害,
that Christ will suffer once,
不是两次,
not twice.
因为跟随他们的灵磐石就是获得耶稣基督。
The rock represents the living Christ.
预表那耶稣基督的生命，耶稣基督的供应，耶稣基督就是随着他们的那个磐石。
It represented the life of Jesus Christ, the provision of Christ, Christ like living water.
基督的死只能一次,
he will die only once,
不是两次,
not twice.
Once is forever.
但是一次有永远的果效。感谢上帝, thanks be to God.
这样在基督里我们看见了神永恒的旨意在历史上显现。 在过去的预言在他的死里面成就，那一次的死是永远的赎罪可以完成。
So in Christ we see the eternal will of God accomplished here, the future accomplishing in the present, and once dying accomplishing for eternity.
所以这三点的对照给你看清楚，这一段要讲的是什么。
And these three areas shows us what this verse is all about.
那么接下去就是一个旧约跟新约的比较。
And then there is a comparison between the Old and the New Testament.
为什么?
Why?
因为旧约的规矩是很清楚的。
Regulations of the Old Testament was clear.
你要用公牛公羊的血来献上。
You ought to give the blood of the goats and the bull to God.
你要用牛鸡草把这个血沾了，撒在圣殿里面。
And use hyssop to sprinkle the blood on the
curtain. 那么这里说，如果山羊或者公牛的血可以叫人成圣的话。
And here it says that if the blood of goats and bulls can sanctify us,
使人的身体得出洁净,
that we may be clean outwardly.
这里什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就标注了旧约的人因为这种血的流，这种血的洒在他们身上，他们相信他们可以得到洁净。
It means that in the Old Testament, people believe that they will be cleansed by the spreading of His blood.
那么你不要忘记，耶稣所流的血是更宝贵的。
And so do not forget that the blood of Jesus is more precious.
耶稣所流的血不是洗净我们的身体。
The blood of Jesus does not cleanse us outwardly.
耶稣所流的血是洗净我们整个人，我们灵性里面的亏欠。
But it cleanses us completely in our spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
公牛公羊的血,
the blood of the goats and cows,
把它献上的时候,
when they are offered,
可以使人得到洁净,
they can cleanse us.
这是律法的规条。
This is the regulation in Old Testament.
真的使人得到洁净吗？
But is it true cleansing?
是什么方面得到洁净？
Or what sort of cleansing was it?
这里提到的身体得到洁净。
Here it says outwardly cleansing.
这是犹太文化里面很重要的一件事。
This is important in the Jewish culture.
因为这个血使人得到洁净的观念是没有任何文化里面所有的。
This concept of blood cleansing someone is absent in many cultures.
献祭讨天上的主宰喜悦，这个观念连中国也有的。
This sort of giving of offering to get God's pleasing is seen also in China.
把祭献上去的时候，
When you give an offering,
上帝喜悦我们，就不把灾祸降给我们。这种观念许多宗教有的。
Many cultures understand that offering to God pleases Him and He will not give us disaster.
把血洒在我们的身上，我们就得到洁净。这种观念是很特别的。
But the concept of having blood upon us to cleanse us is unique.
我们都知道水是万用剂，水是使一切可以得到洁净最方便的一个方法。
We know that we can use water to really cleanse us, and it's a universal solvent.
但是这里告诉我们用血洁净身体。
But here